Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Text 39. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vijayarita Kutamba Atta Totre Vitohoya Rashmani Kach Shriyekshaniye Bhagavati Ritya Astu Me Mumur Sushur Yamiha Nariksha Hata Kata Sarupam. At the moment of death, let my ultimate attraction be to Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead. I concentrate my mind upon the driver of Arjuna, who stood with a whip in his right hand and a bridled rope in his left, who was very careful to give protection to Arjuna's chariot by all means. Those who saw him on the battle of Kurukshetra attained their original form. After death, purport. A pure devotee of the Lord constantly sees the presence of the Lord within himself. Because of being transcendentally related by loving service, such a pure devotee cannot forget the Lord for a moment. This is called trance. The mystic yogi tries to concentrate upon the super soul by controlling the senses from all other engagements, and thus he ultimately attains samadhi. A devotee more easily attains samadhi or trance by constantly remembering the Lord's personal feature along with his holy name, form, pastimes, etc. Therefore, the concentration of the mystic yogi and that of the devotee are not on the same level. The concentration of the mystic is mechanical, whereas that of the pure devotee is natural and pure love and spontaneous affection. Bhishma Dev was a pure devotee, and as a military marshal, he constantly remembered the battlefield of the Lord as Partha Sarathi, the chariot driver of Arjuna. Therefore, the Lord's pastimes as Partha Sarathi is also eternal. The pastimes of the Lord, beginning from his birth at the prison house of Kamsa, up to the Mashalya Leela at the end, all move one after another in all the universes, just as a clock hand moves from one point to another. And in such pastimes, his associates like the Pandavas and Bhishma are constant eternal companions. So Bhishma Dev never forgot the beautiful feature of the Lord as Partha Sarathi, which even Arjuna could not see. Arjuna was behind the beautiful Partha Sarathi, while Bhishma was just in front of the Lord. And as far as the military feature of the Lord is concerned, Bhishma Dev observed this with more relish than Arjuna. All the soldiers and persons on the battle of Kurukshetra attained their original spiritual form like the Lord after death, because by the causeless mercy of the Lord, they are able to see him face to face on that occasion. The conditioned souls rotating in the evolutionary cycle from the aquatics up to the form of Brahma are all in the form of Maya, or the form obtained by one's own actions and awarded by material nature. The material forms of the conditioned souls are all foreign dresses. And when the conditioned soul becomes liberated from the clutches of material energy, he attains his original form. The impersonalist wants to attain the impersonal Brahman, effulgence of the Lord, but that is not at all congenial to the living sparks parts and parcels of the Lord. Therefore, the impersonalists again fall down and get material forms, which are all false to the spirit soul. A spiritual form like the Lord's, either two-handed or four-handed, is attained by the devotees of the Lord either in the Vaikunthas or in the Goloka planet, according to the original nature of the soul. This form, which is 100% spiritual, is the Sarup of the living entity. And all living beings who participate on the battlefield of Kurukshetra on both sides attain their Swarup, as confirmed by Bhishma Dev. So Lord Sri Krishna was not merciful only to the Pandavas. He was also merciful to the other parties because all of them attained the same result. Bhishma Dev wanted the same facility also, and that was his prayer, although his position as an associate of the Lord is assured in all circumstances. The conclusion is that whoever dies looking on the personality of Godhead, within or without, attains his sarup, which is the highest perfection of life. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Saksur Mulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Sapatantikam Manchakalpa Turubhyascha Vipasindu Bhayevacha Putitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasude Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from the Bhakti Center. I'll be giving class today at 11 o'clock. Also Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And we finished our Upadeshamrita class. That's 2.5 hours on Saturday. Let me just get set up and comfortable, and we'll begin. So it's nice. We started the first canto again, and we're at the ninth chapter, the first canto. And the theme has been the relationship of the Lord with his devotees. And relationship is our relationship is our essence, because we're consciousness. And we reach our fruition in love. So it's really the most important thing, spiritually and materially. All is not one. If everything is one, undifferentiated oneness, then there's no love, there's no relationship. And we really experience it as fundamental. I was just informed and studying this one research that's been done in Harvard University. And I guess because it's Harvard University, they can pull it off. It's a research that covers 75 years. And therefore, it started in 19, 38. So that's 60, it's 97 years already, or 98 years. And they started with 600 people, and there's only like 60 left. But very in a detailed way, they followed each person's life. What their condition of health is, and what their condition of health is, and you can everything they study. And they came up, this is a 75-year-old study, that the most important factor to health and happiness, both physically and mentally, is warm relationships. Even to determine, they went back, they checked people's health when they were 75, and they checked the condition at the age of 50, and the single most factor that led to health, the single most factor, more than judging their cholesterol or anything else, was warm relationships, and therefore that means community. And probably the one factor that's the most devastating in people's life is loneliness and being disconnected. Now, I'm not here just to give a sociological study, although in the Bhagavatam there's plenty of information sociological. But this is the soul. This is the need, the ultimate need, the ultimate shelter. The ultimate shelter. Saranagati, what is the ultimate shelter? It's to have a connection and a warm relationship with God, which is inclusive of everything. So, a lot of the Bhagavatam is the discussion of these types of relationships with God and the sweet feelings in it that is meant to inspire us to also develop a relationship with God, because it's so wonderful. And that feeling in the heart of love for God is the single most important factor at the junction between one body and another body called death. And therefore, Bhishma Dev, at the moment of death, he wants this. He's saying, let this attraction, Rati Astu Ve Bhagavati, for one who is Mumusho, one who is about to die, let their attraction be Bhagavati, Rati Astu. Let it be Rati. Let it be some real deep feelings for God. And because that's a relationship, let me meditate on God as the object of my relationship. Even one person can be meditated upon as a mother or a friend or a lover. So when you have that relationship with God, that one person actually will manifest to you in that particular form to satisfy your desire to serve him. And that's what Bhishma Dev is doing, and that's the message for us. We have to develop bhava. I discussed this yesterday in my Upadeshamrita class. We were talking about the eighth verse. Tadnama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu Upadesha Sharam, that the essence of all advice is to constantly have the mind engaged in Krishna and our relationship with Krishna. Of course, our discussion there was that that relationship is inspired by chanting the holy name, which purifies the mirror of the mind, Cheto Darpanam Marjanam. The Darpanam, the mirror, Cheta of the mind, Marjanam, it cleans. And when you clean the mirror of the mind, when you clean a mirror, you can see yourself. So we clear the mirror of the mind by chanting Hare Krishna. We progressively see the Supreme Lord more and more. Progressively, krama, step by step. And we experience God, and eventually we'll see our own selves in relationship with God. And Bhishma Dev is trying to invoke this. And he wants to remember this. He's not just remembering God. He's invoking the feelings he has towards his relationship with that form of God. And what carries you to your next life is your bhava. I discussed this also in the Upadeshamrita, because Prabhupada, the essence of all advice had to do with the mind. So Prabhupada was discussing the mind and how you have to purify it. What you put in now is going to determine what your ultimate, I would say bhava is the underlying mood created by the attachments and aversions one has, which come from their contact with the objects of the senses. So we're meant to concentrate and absorb ourselves in Krishna and transcend the impulses of the mind, the selfish impulses of the mind, and eventually to dwell in the self. So this is the best process. Prabhupada compares it to the yogic process, where the control of the mind with the goal. In yoga, if you can control the mind, then when your consciousness pervades the mind, it won't be carried externally by all the images in the mind and thoughts and desires in the mind, but it will dwell on itself. That's the purpose of yoga. The consciousness, having nothing external to dwell on, will dwell on itself, the eternal self, the blissful self, the pure self. So that Prabhupada talks about a mechanical process of yoga. The devotee, he said it's pure and spontaneous because it's love. You're not trying to neglect the mind as in yoga. You're spontaneous. What is yoga? You neglect the mind to concentrate on the object of your meditation. The Prabhupada said in this kind of mystic yoga by Bhishma Dev, the mind is pure and spontaneous. Love, affection. So it's not that you're trying to neglect something and focus on something else, you naturally neglect the other impulses because out of love, your consciousness absorbs in Krishna and in his name, form, qualities, and pastimes. Because at a purified state of mind, when you chant the holy name, you'll be able to actually see Krishna. And seeing Krishna needs his qualities and his form and his activities and yourself participating in those activities. So, and the devotee can't help but forget Krishna, because what to speak, even before coming Bhav at the stage of Ashakti, the mind becomes addicted. And when you're addicted to something, you can't pull it away. When you're attracted to something, you always pull the mind towards it. But when you're addicted to something, you can't pull the mind away. So in bhakti, there's an addiction to Krishna, because it's the greatest pleasure is love, and you're experiencing the spiritual love, the divine love of God. Anyway, Bhishma is showing us this is what, it's serious business. When Prabhupada was leaving the world and his sannyasis came into his room, Prabhupada said, "Don't think this won't happen to you." And when Maharaj Yudhisthira, when he faced the pool of death and he was told by a very powerful figure who happened to be Yamaraj that if you didn't answer all 100 of my questions, you'll be immediately killed. So that would be the ultimate game show, the ultimate reality show, that if you didn't answer all the questions, you'd be killed. I bet you that would get very sardonic high ratings. Fire Sign Theater did a comedy routine called Beat the Reaper. Reaper means the symbol of death. Where the comedy was, they would inject people with a fatal disease. And he'd have to, and the disease would come on fast, and it would kill one after a minute. And they'd have to guess the disease, and then they'd get the antidote. So one person was saying, I'm starting to feel very weak. I'm losing my appetite, and the clock is clicking down. I'm getting very, very nauseous. My skin, and it's going 15, 14. My skin is a little yellow. Oh, is it jaundice? They go, jaundice it is. Give him the antidote. So that was the story with Maharaj Yudhisthira. He had 100 questions. He'd be killed. And the last question was, what's the most wonderful thing in the world? And it's that although everyone's died, and it is an amazing thing. Fathers died, fathers died. Everyone has died, but we act like we won't. It's not like a factor in our life. It's not a factor in our life. But it is a factor in our life. And in Krishna consciousness, we know what the moment of death means. Yam yam vapi swaram bhavam chajantyante kalevaram tam tame vaiti konteya siddhata. Whatever nature you think at the time of death, to that nature you will go. So we know it's the bhava. And the bhava is a little bit different than the thoughts. The bhava, you know, thoughts is when your samskaras are activated. This is really what are your samskaras. What is your, like, your attachments that pervade you? And I also spoke about this yesterday. And when I give class on Sunday, naturally, I'm going to remember what I spoke on Saturday. Prabhupada gave the example what bhava is, not just any, not just spiritual bhava, with that kind of mood, how absorbing it can be, even if the body, Krishna Tvadiya Parapankaja Pankarejam. What is that? What is that? Anyway, Krishna Tvadiya Parapankaja Pankarajam Ajeva Me Vishatune Manasura. Let me die now, Prabhupada said. When I saw him, I was there at the gate when he came back to leave the world the last time. He folded his hands. He was in the arms of Ramananda like the Pieta. And he looked at us and he said, he quoted that prayer, let me die now when the swan of my mind is entangled with your lotus of your feet. Other at the time of death, how will I remember you? And the bhava. By the bhava. And Prabhupada gave the example, an old man, practically senile, in his 90s, practically can't talk, can't concentrate. But a beautiful nurse walks by, and Prabhupada said he saw the man's eyes follow. He was absorbed. It wasn't just thoughts, it was his nature that impelled those thoughts. And therefore, in bhakti, we have to develop that bhava. What are we actually attracted to? Core, really core. And we have to do that in relationship with the holy name. We have to chant, and we have to be steady in our chanting, and we have to gradually increase our chanting and get a taste for the holy name. And we have to see how our life is impacting our chanting. We have to see what our life is and how it's supportive of a taste in Krishna consciousness, which is the thing that will purify us. I listened to a graduation speech by Steve Jobs when he knew he had cancer. He said, death is a great thing, he said, because I live every day as it will be my last, and one day it will. he said, and one day you'll be right. But every day is as your last, and one day you'll be right. This is what the depth of spiritual people are. It's serious business. It's chant and be happy, but it's serious business. This temporary material world is full of suffering. Take shelter of the holy name of Krishna as your only business. And with sambandha, with relationship with the name, because of the relationship with the person whose name you're chanting. Next verse. Lalita Gati Velasi Vogahasa Pranayanadikshana Kopi Turu Manaha Kritam Manu Krita Vatya Unmadada Prakritim Agam Kila Yasya Gopa Vagva. Let my mind be fixed upon Lord Krishna, whose motions and smiles of love attracted the damsels of Vrajadam, the gopis. The damsels imitated the characteristics movements of the Lord after his disappearance from the Rasa dance. So you may have a particular relationship, but you're attracted to all the pastimes. He's not meditating on Krishna as the lover of the gopis. He's meditating on Krishna as his master, who was the lover of the gopis. And the fact that he was increases his servitorship. And ultimately, it's about Dasya Bhav. Ultimately, it's about the mood of service. That's what bhakti is. And all the various relationships that one has with Krishna are just varieties of the mood of service. The core feeling is to serve and to please and to submit myself to the desires of another. Purport, by intense loving ecstasy and loving service, the damsels of Vrajabhumi attain qualitative oneness with the Lord by dancing with him on an equal level, embracing him in nuptial love, smiling at him in joke, and looking at him with a loving attitude. So one with the Lord means harmony. Harmony in relationship creates a oneness. It creates a team, a real partnership, a real family, a real community is one. Just like the body is one. And everything functions to serve the body. In real love, in love with God, it all becomes one. In harmony. The relationship of the Lord with Arjuna is undoubtedly praiseworthy for devotees like Bhishma Dev. But the relationship of the gopis with the Lord is still more praiseworthy because of their still more purified, loving servant. We just read in Upadeshamrita how there are varieties of love. There are varieties of love, and there is a hierarchy, in a sense, in that the love becomes more and more intense all the way up to Sri Radha. So it's pure love, and pure love as a characteristic of the various forms of relationships that increase more and more in intimacy. And Bhishma Dev is appreciating this, even though that's not his relationship. By the grace of the Lord, Arjuna was fortunate enough to have the fraternal service of the Lord as a chariot driver. But the Lord did not award Arjuna with equal strength. However, the gopis, however, practically became one with the Lord by attainment of equal footing with the Lord. The friendship with Krishna, the gopis, they just conquered powerfully Krishna by his love. Till it actually becomes one unit. Bhishma Dev's aspiration to maintain the gopis, to remember the gopis, is a prayer to have their mercy also at the last stage of life. Wow. He wanted mercy. We all want mercy. Because what we want to attain and the endeavor to do it is beyond our qualification. We want mercy. This is mercy. Krishna has appeared at Bhishma Dev at the end of his life. Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya, appeared at the end of his life. And it says, if the devotees are there at the end of your life, then that means that Krishna is also there at the end of your life, because Krishna is where the devotees have love. The Lord is satisfied more when his pure devotees are glorified, and therefore Bhishma has not only glorified the acts of Arjuna, the immediate object of attraction, but has also remembered the gopis, who were endowed with unrivaled opportunities for rendering loving service to the Lord. The gopis' equality with the Lord should never be understood to be like Sayuja, liberation of the impersonalists. The equality is one of perfect ecstasy, where the differential conception is completely eradicated. The interest of the lover and the beloved, the interest of the lover and the lover become identical. So this is the oneness. The oneness is when people have the same desire. The body has a desire, and everything is unified behind that desire. So in a relationship, if you have the same desire, and the gopis and Krishna, their desire, their interests are identical, the pleasure of Krishna and the reciprocation of Krishna to his devotees. And we're meant to have that relationship with God, and that's what ultimate oneness is. Okay, verse 41. Guni gina nipa varya sankulan Muni gina nipa varya sankulenta sarasi yudhishthira rajasuya esham arhanam upaveda ikshaniyo Mama Drishi Gochara Esha Abhyatma. At the Rajasuya Yajna sacrifice performed by Maharaj Yudhisthira, there was the greatest assembly of all the elite men of the world, the royal and learned orders. And in that great assembly, Lord Sri Krishna was worshipped by one and all as the most exalted personality. This happened during my presence, and I remember the incident in order to keep my mind on the Lord. Well, there's a long purport now. I don't know if I want to start it. And it's kind of a little historical. But would anyone like to ask any questions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Bo.
In the beginning, you said that, wait, I don't know if I'm still on speaker. One second.
We'll say it again?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out if I was still on speaker. Anyway, in the beginning, you said that on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, you know, all the participants on both sides of the battle attained their swarup, right?
Let's go there and see. Yes, that's what it said. This form, which is the Swarup of living entity, and all living entities are about to attain their Swarup. Yes, so what's your question?
I'm also thinking of once I heard that, you know, to participate in Krishna's leelas, you know, you have to really be kind of his eternal associate. And so I'm thinking of a personality such as Dushasan, who I think he was the one who tried to disrobe Draupadi, you know.
Yeah.
And so is that personality also, I mean, was he just a participant in Krishna's Leela the same as Bhishma Dev?
Dushasana. We're all the people in, you know, it says in Bhagavad Gita, Naham Pakasya Sarva Sayog, you know, Naham I am covered. What is that verse? Naham Pakasya Sarva Sayoga Maya. I am covered. And that manifests. Well, we know that even great demons like Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were servants of Krishna to participate in his lila. So there seems there's something that's not ordinary about that, to actually be in the lila with God. We know that Kamsa of attained liberation. Even Sishupala, who hated Krishna, attained liberation. But King Vena didn't, because he didn't accept God, and therefore he didn't have darshan of God. There's something special about it. I don't right now have the Shastric Praman to say what their destination is. But it says here they all attain their sarup. So, you know, there's different people that participate in Krishna's lila. We know that there are some people who are first coming to where Krishna has his pastimes to proceed further. Yeah. That's all I can say about that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody have anything else? Anybody else like to say hello today?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Hanan and Surit. Thank you for the
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Nice to hear some voices out there. One more person, say hello.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. This is Kishori.
Who is this? Is Priya
Kishori
there?
And... Yeah.
Okay, good, Priya. Good that you're listening to the classes. Very good. You were having very deep discussions with Gail yesterday. I saw that. That was great.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay. Okay. Vanchakalpa to Vyasarka to see you.